Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. Two people are in custody after a police chase that began in South Suburban Posen ended with a crash on I-55 in Southwest Suburban Chanahan. WBBM's Jim Goodis is live at the anchor desk with the details.
Brandon, Posen Police Chief William Alexander says it began near 147th and Western. Alexander says his officers stopped pursuing the tow truck after they saw a police helicopter was following the wanted vehicle. Illinois State Police say troopers picked up the pursuit at 147th and Halstead, but the driver didn't stop. State Police say the tow truck later crashed on I-55 near Bluff Road in Chanahan, where two people in the truck were apprehended. Chicago and State Police say the investigation continues, and there's no word on the homicide the truck was wanted for. Live at the anchor desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 13-year-old boy is now charged with making threats at an elementary school in Kenosha.
Roosevelt Elementary School in Kenosha was closed today, one day after the 13-year-old boy allegedly put a scare in students and teachers. Police say the boy ran off after teachers approached him as he tried to get into the school through a side door while carrying a backpack and a duffel bag. The boy had once attended the school but now goes to a middle school. Kenosha police played a video showing the boy holding what looked like a gun as he appeared to be practicing room entry techniques. Police found fake guns, no real guns, inside the boy's home. His mother is said to be cooperating. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Grammy-winning Chicago rapper Lil Durk is facing new charges in connection with an alleged murder-for-hire plot, which may mean life in prison. WBBM's Sarah Herrera is live at the anchor desk and has more.
The 32-year-old Englewood native, born Durk Devontae Banks, is facing new federal charges after his recent arrest in Florida in connection with a murder-for-hire plot targeting rapper Quando Rondo. The latest indictment announced today by the Justice Department includes two additional felony charges, and it also makes Durk the lead defendant in the case, which also involves five other associated with his hip-hop group. The charges against Lil Durk include conspiracy, using interstate facilities for a murder-for-hire, and firearms offenses resulting in death. All six defendants are currently in federal custody, and if convicted, they face life in prison. Reporting live from the anchor desk, Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A prominent Chicago congressman says that he's concerned about a shift in the balance of power on Capitol Hill.
Northside Democratic Congressman Mike Quigley says it may be sometime next week before we know who has the majority in the House of Representatives. Democrats are hopeful, but their chances of control are slim. The votes are still coming in and being counted.
I mean, it's possible that the House will be controlled by two or three seats. As you know, that means how many people show up that day to vote will often impact this. But it also means something else. If the vote is that close, particularly if the Republicans are in control by a handful of votes, it gives the extremist on the farthest right a disproportionate influence that in the last Congress led to dysfunction.
Congressman Mike Quigley is the guest on our At Issue program this weekend, and you can hear a lot more Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Indiana's Republican Attorney General Todd Rokita, who just won re-election to a second term, has already launched investigations into employers, nonprofits, and others concerning migrants.
Rokita says he's addressing concerns about the, quote, large-scale influx of illegal aliens and legal migrants in Evansville, Logansport, and Seymour. A health department, a school system, businesses, and organizations that assist new arrivals are among the targets. They've been sent what are known as civil investigative demands.
Look for a very active and aggressive Office of the Attorney General.
Rokita said the perversion and misapplication of federal law has made every state a border state and imposed unsustainable costs. He says it's created sex and labor trafficking risks. And he adds he's creatively trying to use every tool in the law to stop the left's intentional destruction of Indiana. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
As budget hearings continue, several alderpersons say that the city of Chicago is being taken advantage of by companies putting on big neighborhood festivals.
Make no mistake, most city council members like neighborhood festivals, but downtown alderman Brendan Riley says the event companies that put them on usually don't cover the costs of police, sanitation, and other services that make them possible. Not good when the administration's asking for a property tax hike.
Using police officers and paramedics to support large private and oftentimes profit-making special events, that's not a luxury we have. Bureaucrats may think this stuff is free, but our constituents, the taxpayers, pay for it.
Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events Commissioner Clint A. Hedspeth acknowledges the imbalance.
The permitting fee is about $100 to $200. And again, we don't have, because we don't provide the approval or denial, we aren't part of the process of how it's budgeted for, like, CPD or Streets and Sand or CDOT.
At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And we just want a little more.
No matter how much I get, I want more.
Chicago rapper and producer Che Rhymefest Smith has been named the winner in the 10th District School Board race on the South Side. The Associated Press made the call earlier today. Smith is a product of the Chicago public school system and self-funded his own campaign. In Chicago's Ukrainian Village neighborhood, Columbus Elementary School has now been renamed Ruth Bader Ginsburg Elementary School. CPS School's CEO Pedro Martinez says the community has chosen the name of a historical figure who embodies its values. Oli Salik is a former student at the school who was an advocate for the name change.
Out of all of the choices, one in particular stood out to me. Ruth Bader Ginsburg Elementary. She was a lawyer who fought for women's rights and human equality. She had impacted many people across the globe. Our school tries to follow her in her footsteps and create our own paths.
Ginsburg, who had both Jewish and Ukrainian roots, was the second woman to serve on the United States Supreme Court. Throughout her legal career, she held various positions, including roles at the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York and the American Civil Liberties Union. From the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score's Mark Grody.
Thank you, Brandon. Some bad news out here at Hallis Hall today as we learn that the Bears will be playing without both of their starting tackles on Sunday versus New England at Soldier Field. Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright are dealing with knee injuries.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't happen very often. That's for sure. But again, you got to adjust. You got to adapt. You got to overcome those adversities. And the only way you do that is the people in the building. You know, you just rally around each other. I know the next man up saying, but, you know, it's really about helping everybody around you. And we have to do that going forward.
Bears head coach Matt Eberflus not wanting to reveal to us who will replace those two this week. Say Larry Borum, Jake Kurhan, and Matt Pryor are all likely in the mix and certainly candidates. NBA, the Bulls have lost four in a row. They are in Atlanta tomorrow. The Blackhawks host Minnesota on Sunday. With sports at 16-46, I'm 670. The Score is Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Field Museum is commemorating Native American Heritage Month.
During a celebration marking November as Native American Heritage Month at Chicago's Field Museum, the message of community held a strong meeting for spectators after this week's presidential election. Northern Illinois student 19-year-old Elizabeth Nowak was touched by the performance.
Messagings of the stories is that community is important and that we need to value and respect each other. It definitely resonated after the events of this week.
As was Amy Peterson.
We're not divided. This country isn't divided. We're not Republicans, Democrats, black, white, red, whatever. We're one. So unite.
The ceremony was led by members of the American Indian Center of Chicago. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
There are now more parking options at O'Hare Airport.
Terminal 5's new six-level parking garage offers about 1,700 spaces and 48 complimentary electric vehicle charging stations. And to help drivers find parking faster, the garage features displays that show the number of available spaces in real time. After they park, people can use a fully enclosed pedestrian bridge to get to Terminal 5. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Staff members at Lincoln Park Zoo are showing their love and devotion when caring for young animals, especially ones that need help from humans. The most recent involved two jambu fruit doves. The doves mark the first time that this species has been successfully hand-reared at Lincoln Park Zoo. Jambu fruit doves have a native range throughout Southeast Asia and are threatened by deforestation in Indonesia and Malaysia. We begin with the Illinois Attorney General condemning racist texts that were sent to minorities around the country, including in Illinois. WBBM's Mallory Vorbroker reports.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is responding to reports of people around the nation, including children and college students, being sent racist text messages from unknown senders telling them to, quote, pick cotton or report to a plantation. The AG said in a statement he's saddened to learn these hate-filled messages have been received by students, including in Illinois. Authorities in more than a dozen states are investigating. Raoul is urging any Illinois resident who received one of these racist texts to contact local law enforcement or to file a complaint with his office's Civil Rights Bureau. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.